on JMI Wealth. Wednesday Morning Money with Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Things seem to be bubbly for the Napier Port yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to start with positive news today. Napier Port started trading on the New Zealand Exchange yesterday on the NZX. And how did trading go? Well, it went pretty blooming well. Quick bit of background for those people that aren't up with this. The Regional Council decided to sell down a portion of the ports into the public market. So they raised $234 million. They sold 45% of the company, retained 55%. There was a priority offer to local Ziwi workers, and the remaining shares on issue were heavily oversubscribed. The shares were issued at $2.60. That was right at the top of the indicative range. So there was significant scaling of bids, and that was very evident when the shares started trading on the market yesterday, because there was lots of pent-up demand for the shares. At one stage got over $3, closed at $3. So issued at $2.60. That's a nice little 15.4% gain on the day for those lucky enough to get shares. Happy campers there. Over 10 million shares traded on the day. There was only 90 million shares issued, so a reasonable level of activity. They had a nice little listing ceremony down there on the port as well. Only the second new listing this year, Mike. We had CannaSouth. That was the cannabis research company, the other one. So it's a fairly rare event to get a listing. Look, the regional council here has retained control. Lots of stakeholders. They've now become shareholders. So there's lots to like about this model. I think a few other local government asset owners could look at this. A little bit of a question mark over whether $3 is now sort of too much. It's too high, because it's not without risks, isn't this company? Of course, there's some issues around log prices at the moment, so you don't want too many logs sitting on the wharf there. They've got upcoming union negotiations. But look, supply and demand were the drivers on the day yesterday. Yep. Mike, and demand won.
Yep, seemed pretty good to me. I'll take the dairy this morning, given what the future said and all that's happened in the world. Flat's okay.
Flat's okay. Yeah, dead right. I mean, I said yesterday that the futures market was giving us a slightly downbeat read, but that's been a bit of an unreliable forecasting tool for the global dairy trade auction outcome. So at the headline level, global dairy trade index fell 0.2% this morning. That's a pretty marginal loss, isn't it? And we had a larger fall at the index at the last auction, so we'll take pretty flat. And it wasn't whole milk powder that was the culprit. It was the fats. Anhydrous milk fat. Yeah. You'll be worried about that, Mike. Down 3.7%. Yeah, butter though, 3.4% fall there. Lactose and rennet casein, they're lower. And
cheddar's
still milk
up.
Powder. Cheddar. Yes, who doesn't like a bit of cheddar?
Exactly.
Whole milk powder though, up 2.1%. Cowabunga, dude. Whole milk powder's actually been, it was early July. It was,
have you had too many coffees so far this morning? Are you just
yeah, you've got to have coffee.
I can tell.
Yeah, I was out of milk though. I had to have my long black with a bit of cream this morning because I'm out of milk.
Anyway,
yeah,
we'll
got to get
we'll,
on to
we'll,
the
we'll take
anyway.
It. What are the numbers?
What are the numbers? We're going to do the numbers. 26,028 on the Dow Jones, down 107. That's 0.41% fall. S&P 500 2909, that's down 15. And the NASDAQ 7961 down 41 at this stage. So just small weakness in the US markets. FTSE 100, they lost 64 yesterday, just under 1% fall, 7125. The Nikkei up 114, 20677. Shanghai Composite barely moved down 3, 2880. The Australasian markets, they were on fire yesterday. The ASX 200 up 78, 6544, 1.2% gain, and we were up 0.95%, up 101 points, 10,803. On the currency markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6419 US, 0.9471 Aussie, 0.5779 Euro, 0.5273 pounds, 68.22 yen. Gold trading at $1,505.85. Brent crude, $59.88.
Great work. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, up and early and into it and full of energy, like the Energizer Bunny from JMI Wealth. You get him in the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.